Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
Got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
It would give them some culture.
At the start of February, we entered a new season in the Aboriginal calendar, Bunuru. But what does that mean? Luckily, we have got Mitch joining us. He is a Noongar young leader and a member of the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress of WA. He's going to help us understand this season a little bit better. Kaya, Mitch.
Kaya. Nice now, to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you in the building. Now, you've got to tell us what this actually means, Bunuru. Can you give us some details?
Bunuru represents, out of the six seasons, this one is the hottest out of all the seasons.
Right.
And the driest.
I can feel it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yep.
And how long does a typical season go for? Because I know there are six. Are they different lengths or are they all kind of divided up in the same amount of time?
Yeah, divided up. 2 months. This Bunuru, it's a season where there's less rainfall. That's why it becomes the hottest and the driest. Yeah.
So with Bunuru, is there a specific date that it goes, okay, it starts here, or do you kind of, like, how does it work? When does it start? When does it finish? And does it change each year?
Well, this day and age, by the calendar.
Yeah.
February, March, but yeah, you can normally tell by the change of which way the wind's going and the heat that comes along with the wind.
Right.
Yeah.
So who taught you to identify the different seasons?
My old man, my dad. Yeah, rest in peace. He, made sure he embedded this changing of seasons and amongst other cultural stuff. Yeah, make it... for me to make it a part of my life.
How does it change how you live with all the six different seasons? Does it impact your life much?
Yeah. Winter time, you might say, oh, I can't wait for summer. Or summer, you might say, I can't wait for winter. But with these seasons, it's mainly for the way we go about our hunting and gathering.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this season's a good season.
What sorts of things are you hunting in Bunuru?
Well, in Bunuru, it's a time of where families used to gather around with all the lakes, close to the ocean, the rivers, you know, with the fish, marrying, the juggies, and Bunuru is where they travel to get kangaroo because it's when they are more fat and a lot better eating.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So when you're going out marrying and getting the juggies, because my kids love doing this sort of thing, do you still do that?
Oh, yeah. My kids love it too, yeah.
Do you have some tips for me?
I think you're looking for a nice night with no moon.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So I've got to do it at night. There's my problem. There's my number one problem. I've got to do it at night.
Mm. Yeah. So we're looking at the seasons. Obviously, you said we're in Bunuru right now. What's the opposite of that?
The opposite is Mukuru.
So that would be more what we would call, is that classically winter?
Wet season. Okay. Where we get more rain than any other season.
So the hunting stops, and that month, what's that month good for?
Well, we gather what we can, but also, yeah, just to see the land be revegetated. Certain areas can be burnt off for revegetation. It's the right time because the water puts out the fire.
Yeah.
Is that the cool burning?
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned a bit about the cool burning, I think, a couple of years ago. It's really interesting about how it, like, renews the land.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, what's your favourite season?
This one? Oh, yeah.
Hunting.
Bunuru, yep.
Really? The heat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Each to their own. Not judging you, Mitch. I was out in the 42-degree heat on Saturday, and it was not fun for anyone.
Well, thank you so much, Noongar young leader Mitch. Thank you so much for coming in and just explaining a little bit about it. And hopefully we'll have you in to explain the new season as it comes in.
Yep. Cool. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Mitch.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.